In India, serious religious people began to think that samsara was not an appealing prospect. To my classes in Boston, I say that the best way to recreate this feeling for themselves in a local way is to imagine that they are born again and again as Red Sox fans, doomed life after life to the frustration of another doomed pennant race. There were no Red Sox fans in ancient India, but the inhabitants of ancient India knew about frustration, and they thought that the great sages like the Buddha could find a way out. In fact, they assumed that someone as important as the Buddha must have prepared for this possibility through an enormous number of previous lives, by studying under previous Buddhas, and by practicing all the virtues that would come to such glorious fruition in his life as the Buddha Shakyamuni. The stories of the Buddha's previous lives are told in a body of texts known as the Jataka, or birth tales. In their English translation, these tales occupy 6 hefty volumes. When I'm in my classes at Boston University, I often threaten to bring them in and stack them right up on the lectern so that everyone can see them. They are 6 enormous tomes and express in quite an elaborate way Buddhist vision of all that had to happen in previous lives before this young man could undertake the career to become a Buddha. Many of these tales are quite simple and almost childlike, and they sound best, at least they sound best to me, when they can be told with the lilting cadences of a child. I probably can't recreate the right kind of childlike voice myself, but you should imagine, as I tell a Jataka tale, what it would be like if it were told by your favorite 7-year-old grandson, grandchild, or niece, or nephew. Once upon a time, the story goes like this. There were 3 animals, a monkey, an elephant, and a partridge, and they began to discuss which one of them was the oldest of the bunch. The oldest was the one who would deserve special respect. The elephant pointed to a giant fig tree just out there somewhere in the distance. Fig trees, of course, in India are the biggest of the trees and the most impressive. They really are almost like cathedrals in some parts of India. He pointed to this gigantic fig tree and said that when he was young, he could walk over the top of it and its leaves would barely touch his belly. The monkey said that when he was young, he could stretch out his neck and eat sprouts from the top of the tree. The partridge said that when he was young, he ate a seed and it passed through his body and grew up to become the tree. The elephant and the monkey then bowed down and paid him homage. It's nice to be reminded, actually, even in the cadences of a 7-year-old, that this is a tradition where it's not a bad thing to be old. The Jataka tale ends, like all the others, with a common formula. The Buddha says, and I, the Buddha, was that partridge. What he's saying, really, is that he was born in that life in the form of a partridge to teach a simple moral lesson that would then become one of these formative moral tales around which the Buddhist tradition would revolve. Technically, the being who appeared as the partridge was not actually the Buddha in a technical sense. He didn't become the Buddha until the life when he was born as Siddhartha Gautama. Buddhists refer to the partridge instead as a bodhisattva, a word that will be important for us in the course of these lectures. It means something like a Buddha to be, or possibly a future Buddha, someone who is moving on the way to the Buddhahood that will eventually define the character of Siddhartha Gautama.